A wedding does not join only two individuals. It often affects children, parents, adult children, grandchildren, former spouses, extended family, finances, homes, inheritances, holiday rhythms, church connections, and family identity. This is especially true in remarriage, widowhood, and blended family situations. A bride and groom may deeply love each other, but their families may not be ready. Adult children may fear that their deceased parent is being replaced. Younger children may feel confused or divided. Grandchildren may not know what to call the new spouse. Family members may worry about inheritance, property, caregiving, or emotional loyalty. A wedding officiant may say, "That is family drama." A wedding minister says, "This is part of the covenant context, and I need to serve wisely." Romans 12:18 Webb says, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men." Notice the balance. Scripture calls us toward peace, but it does not pretend that peace is always simple or fully within our control. Proverbs 15:22 Webb says, "Where there is no counsel, plans fail, but in a multitude of counselors they are established." In complicated family situations, counsel matters. The wedding minister should encourage wise conversations before the wedding, not after the damage has already been done. For example, a widower may want to marry again, but his adult children feel betrayed. A widow may love a godly man, but her grandchildren fear losing access to her home or traditions. A couple in later life may want covenant companionship, but estate plans raise real concerns. These are not merely emotional issues. They may be spiritual, legal, relational, financial, and pastoral all at once. This course offers ministry training, not legal advice. A wedding minister should never pretend to settle estate questions, inheritance concerns, property arrangements, or legal protections. Encourage the couple to seek qualified legal counsel where needed. That is not a lack of faith. It is wisdom. 1 Timothy 5:8 Webb says, "But if anyone doesn't provide for his own, and especially his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." This passage reminds us that family responsibility matters. A new marriage should not be formed through secrecy, manipulation, or careless disregard for vulnerable family members. At the same time, adult children do not own the widowed parent. A mature parent may have freedom before God to enter a new marriage. The wedding minister must avoid being controlled by family pressure while still taking family concerns seriously. Organic human thinking helps us here. Marriage is embodied, relational, generational, and practical. The bride and groom are not isolated spiritual units. They belong to family systems. Their covenant affects real people. So ask careful questions. Who needs to be informed? What conversation should happen before the ceremony? Are children being pressured? Are adult children manipulating? Are estate concerns being handled responsibly? Is grief being honored? Is the couple moving too fast? A wedding minister serves with calm, clarity, and courage. The goal is not to remove every tension before the wedding. The goal is to help the bride and groom enter marriage with truth, love, wisdom, and appropriate counsel. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. And sometimes that means helping families face reality before the ceremony begins.